Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Financial Independence Podcast. This episode's a bit different today because I just realized a few days ago that the Financial Independence Podcast actually turned 5 years old, which is crazy to me. So in celebration of the five-year-old birthday, I decided to re-release the very first interview I ever did, which was way back in May of 2012 with Mr. Money Mustache. So before we dive into that classic episode, I figured I'd give you a little backstory about how it all came about. When I launched my site back in February of 2012, I knew I wanted to do a podcast at the same time because I wanted to have an excuse to call people who had already achieved financial independence to find out how they did it. And Mr. Money Mustache was one of the main people I was reading at the time. And since he was a software developer, like me, I figured, you know, that'd be a great person to talk to. I don't think I realized how big he was at the time, and if I had, I probably wouldn't have asked him to do it, so I guess being naive is good in some situations. So yeah, I just sent him an email, and surprisingly, he said yes, and we've become good friends over the years, and probably about 3 years after the interview, I actually asked him, I was like, why did you even say yes to me? Because at the time, I think I had like three really mediocre posts on my site. I had one good one that was and showed some promise, but the rest were pretty mediocre. I had no readers whatsoever because I didn't even tell my mom that I was writing a blog. So, you know, those early blogs that just their mom reads it, like my mom wasn't even reading it. So I really had nothing to offer him. And so it just really surprised me that he said yes. But when I asked him, he was like, well, it's because you're the Mad Fiantist. So I guess he liked the name or the logo or both. And he just decided to take a chance on me, which has been really instrumental in the success of my blog, actually, because there were so many times throughout the years that I was doubting myself. And I was like, who am I to write about all these like really complicated tax plans when I'm just a software developer? Like I have no financial background. And you know, it's a lot of work. And sometimes I was like, man, I should just quit. This would just be much easier to quit. And during those times, I would think like, no, I can't quit because Mr. Money Mustache took a chance on me way back in the day. And if I quit, then that just makes that whole 30 minutes that he took talking to me useless because nobody will ever hear it. So I just got to keep going. And that was really helpful over the years because, yeah, it kept me motivated and kept me going. And I'm so happy I kept with it and I'm still doing it. So, yeah, a big thanks to Pete. If you're listening to this, thanks for taking a shot on some unknown guy back in 2012 because it's been a fun ride ever since. But to get back to the story, he thankfully said yes to my request. But when it came down to actually interviewing him, I freaked out completely because I have never interviewed anyone before in my life. And here I was interviewing my favorite financial writer right off the bat. So that probably wasn't the best strategy. But luckily I got through it and he didn't hang up on me, which I probably would have because I just kept asking the same question like three different ways and it wasn't very good. But luckily my editing skills back then were actually quite good. So I was able to take that awful interview that I performed and I was able to cut it down to a reasonable size and I re-recorded some questions and I probably spent at least 6 hours editing just my part of it because all Pete's answers were great. It was just my bumbling questions that were terrible. So I re-recorded my questions, I edited it all together, and it actually didn't turn out that bad. So it was fun to listen back to it again after all these years. And my audio qualities obviously increased because back then I was too cheap to buy anything. So I was just borrowing a used headset from my colleague. And now I actually have a proper microphone. But yeah, it actually was pretty good to listen to. And all of Pete's advice still applies today. And there's a lot of wisdom to get out of the episode. So I really hope you enjoy it. And thank you so much for listening over the years. I can't believe it's been 5 years. But I hope you've enjoyed it. And I plan to do it for many years to come. So enjoy. Thanks.